Healthy Children with the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
If you have a child in sports and they're just starting a new season, you probably know that it is very important that they get a signed pre-participation sports physical from their pediatrician, whether they are in high school, junior high, college, or even in some professional sports. These are generally required, but maybe not everywhere. We're talking today about why they are so important, and this isn't something that you should, you know, blow off. My guest today is Dr. Joel Brenner. He's the medical director of the Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters Sports Medicine and Adolescent Medicine Programs. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brenner. So tell us about the PPE. What's changed in it? What's involved? Because parents think it's going to cost money or it's another visit to the doctor. So tell us about the PPE.
Well, mainly the PPE is really important for any young person, whether they're playing organized sports, recreational sports, or just active. There's a couple objectives for the sports physical, or the PPE as we call it. First and foremost is to screen for any conditions that could be life-threatening or disabling, but also it's an entryway into the healthcare system and just determining general health. And that's why the PPE or sports physical really should be incorporated with every well visit when you go to your physician.
So people worry also that it's going to, if something is found, whether it's a little bit of a, you know, physiological problem or whether it's a physical problem, a musculoskeletal issue, that it would disqualify their child from competition. But really, it helps maintain that health and safety of that athlete, correct?
Correct. Very few people are actually disqualified where they can't play any sport. Sometimes there needs to be modifications, but most of the time it's just a matter of us finding something that can be prevented or that can be fixed, and then the athlete and the young person can continue to participate. The most worrisome are always some cardiac conditions or a history of concussions, and so these are things that should be looked into and discussed further.
So tell us what's involved in the PPE. It's a pediatric visit, right? They don't have to see an orthopedic surgeon or a specialist in sports medicine. They can get it from their pediatrician.
Correct. And ideally, it is done in the medical home at the pediatrician's office, since the pediatrician knows them best. We really prefer to be there as opposed to in a mass setting such as a school. The most important part is the history, and there is a universal form that was created by six different organizations that got together, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, and that form should be used or something similar, and there's an extensive history that should be filled out by both the parent and the athlete, and it's really important that both parent and athlete complete it together. There was a study that I've looked at that only about 20 to 40% of the athletes' responses actually agreed with the parents. So important that they do it together. And most of the problems that are found are based on history. About 90% of medical conditions and 90% of musculoskeletal conditions can be found out on the history form. So that's really vital.
I think that's a great point, Dr. Brenner, that you make about doing it together. I have a son who's 15, he's in gymnastics, and a daughter who's 12, and she's in soccer and basketball. And I think it's important because I might say, oh, you know, he's got no orthopedic issues. And he might, if he's sitting next to me, say, Mom, remember last year when I had my wrist bothering me for like 3 months, you know, or vice versa. So I think that it's so important that they do this together. Are there any, besides history, tests that are done while they're getting this PPE?
Well, after the history is reviewed, then there's a physical exam. Most importantly, the cardiac exam, along with doing a two-minute musculoskeletal screen. And really, it's just a screening exam from head to toe to see if there are any specific problems that then need to be looked in further. Also, as part of the physical exam, blood pressure, height, weight are checked along with vision. But there's no blood work or anything else. It's just this part of screening. But then if it's incorporated into the well visit, then there will be further laboratory studies or immunizations if that's needed at that time.
For the participant, if anything is answered yes, and you said it, you know, not that many kids get disqualified, what would disqualify somebody from playing on a team?
It's very rare. Even if someone has cardiac conditions, for most of the time there are sports that they can play. Sometimes they can't play their particular sport that they really want to, but they should still be active. If there has been a strong family history of cardiac disease in someone less than 50, or if they have personal cardiac disease, then those are people usually who have to be screened by a cardiologist further before they can continue. But again, it's very rare that someone's completely disqualified from playing any sports at all.
And where does concussion fit into this? If they were a football player or, you know, even soccer or something, and they've had a previous concussion and that's listed on their history, where does that come into play? If they've only had one, can they then return back and play that same sport? Are they encouraged not to? Tell us about that.
Well, concussion is one of the questions on the form, like you said, and it's important that that's reviewed, whether there's been one or whether there's been three or five. And each each case is very individualized. So if someone had one concussion but it took them 6 months to recover, that's a lot different than someone who got better within 2 weeks. So we can't really make a blanket statement about whether they can go back or not, but for the most part, it's really important that it's discussed at this point so that guidance can be given about whether they should return to a particular sport and whether oftentimes we can find out that they're actually having lingering symptoms, whether it's academic problems or sleep problems or headaches, that really haven't been completely addressed. And then this can lead to addressing the problems and really rectifying it.
So if they've had one pre-participation sports physical, I said that perfectly this time. If they've had one and then they're switching seasons and playing basketball in the winter, they just finished football, do they have another one for each specific sport that they play?
For the most part, it's just once a year, and it really depends on the state that you live in. Each state has its own rules and regulations in terms of the timing of when it needs to be done and how often it needs to be done. So really, you need to check with your school and with the state regulations.
So that's a good point, too, is to make sure with your school, and generally these athletic forms come out, and then your school will let you know what you have to do. In just the last minute or so, Dr. Brenner, give your best advice for the PPEs to parents. You're speaking to them on why these are so important and why not to skip them and why to do it together with their child so that they give a complete history to their pediatrician for this sports physical.
Well, I think it's really important, like we said, because what we're trying to do is not disqualify somebody, and it's not a matter of just getting a form signed just so that you can jump through a certain hoop, but really making sure that your child is healthy, is safe, and that they don't have any problems that could lead to further injury or even life-threatening problems that could lead to death. So it's really an important step to take before anyone does any participation. Again, not just organized sports, recreational sports, anyone who's out there on the playground, young people who play just on the playground and just outside are at no lower risk than those who play organized sports. So that's why incorporate it into the well visit, and it can be helpful.
Certainly important information. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD with the American Academy of Pediatrics. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.